Eut Irrati. Ratzenov.
Kaixo, Anatolai, zer moduz?
Ondo, hemen, laro geta bat garren zaiu barri doitxeko prest. Zea, pasan, azteko zaiu terraplaniste joduzkuen itxuri.
Bastante putaia izin zan gainera, eh? Zeta nahi graot eta hori da urreko hori nintzun mensaje. Zu, ziberet, agazotxo bat daukeu. Eta, bueno, ba, ezin izin zan argitaratu, esala kontzuten ondo, batez.
Bai, baina, bueno, terraplaniste azte honetako saioa zen lakara momentu pixkat, eh?
Ah, ni pentsetu, bai, ni pentsetu, mina hartuko gala honaz, eh? Ze, esaten dugu una, hori inga, altzaua ondio ikin dar geixaz.
Bai, ze ondi nioke gau flipetan ga, ez dakik guzelan ostia pasetan, baina gaur elkarrizketa potolu dugu eupirratixen.
Gu posiga bentzet, ilusinio asko izkun elkarrizketa bada, asike... Oso pozik, berez?
Bai, ze gaur hemen entzungo gu Elliot Babin, Tutxe Amore eta Warm Thoughts taldeko bateri jolie. Eta, ba, bueno, ba, txe, minitxu batzu barru, da beraz, konversazio txu bat eukiko.
Bai, kontu izin zen, ba, azte zantu buelta nor zan, ba, jo, denpora pilo bat dukeu, da, komentu gondun, ba, ze, alegin duko, ba, igual holan, edo zeini, mensaje bialduta ja kontestetoskun eta horraz ba, elkarrezketa bat olotzi eta holan txizan, Instagrametik ebota hor mensaje bat eta venga, palante eta ba, amen euki honduen pasan azte lehenien elkarrezketi eberaz eta gaur entzungo zu ba, emaitze.
Bai, hori, gaur inglesa, ba, pixka de kontroleto zuenak, ba, da, tukutxan bore guztetan batu, disfrutau alko zuen, entrevistiaz. Eta bestelan, ba, bueno, hemen itzulpen zerbitzu kutre bat, nilako geixa dan jentiantzako igual.
Ba, zo zengo, ba, berez, penia baina euskeraz ez daki berak liotek, eta, ba, bueno, ingleseko zatixeik baitxiko guz inglesez, baina gero alein dukoa, itzulpen bat eitzen ba, apur bat ba, aminu izateko hobeto ulertzeko batzuk bintzat.
Bai. Bale, ba, ze, igual azingoa, ez? Gorko pozaiu luzi dator.
Ba, apur bat berotzeko eta en kontekstu dipintxeko, egul ba, Tutxe Amoren kanta dipintxeu eta ja, zuzenien ja elkarrizketa sartzea.
Bale. Ba, nik baitxik Tilde abestixe entzun geinke.
Ba,
temazo bada, eta ba, programi azteko zora garri ze bentsantzat, zer inozu?
Ba, temazo. Nik ez dakit hori Tilde dan, edo Eini edan, Einen horikoiko mierdi, edo...
Bai, bere
hori bolo bat. Hori?
Ja, hori txuri iztotzen galdetu.
Bai, bueno, urrengo lako lako.
Bai, urrengo lako lako. Vale. Hau Parting the Sea diskoko abesti bada. Eta abesti barik entzunen geu eupirratixen arrozan bebai, Ratzenofen larota bat garren zaiun, Elliot Babinaz gaur, Tutxe Amore.
Brightness and me.
bueno, heldu da momentu horreko pantailan beste aldin Elliot Babin, eta beste barik hasikoa, ez ziberet?
Hori, ja, bai, bai, konektoan gogu, eta aber zein oskun.
Oso ondo, kaixo Elliot, ongi torri.
Epa, Elliot.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good, not too bad. How are you over there?
All things considered, I can't complain.
Ba, eskerrik asko gaurgua zegoatearen, benetan horrega da, eta ba, asko eskertzotzu, benetan, eh? Ontxe, mikroskampo aurretik onga berbetan apur bat, zauzkuzun zelan zarautzen egon zinen, ondala gitxi, pasan iraiena, ezta?
Yes, yes, it was, yeah, early September, before Touche went on tour with Def Heaven, me and Carrie from Def Heaven, we surf a lot together, so we came out a week early, and we went. We stayed in France in Huskor, and we rented a car and drove down to Zarutz and San Sebastian and surfed all along there. And it was, I think it's really my favorite. I think it's the most beautiful part of that region, just the Basque Coast. I really, really fell in love with it.
Ba, Elliot, te diño, bai, irailin, defribenaz eukien jira aurretik, defriben taldeko kide bataz, frantzin euela, eta ba, kotxe bat alkila euela, eta ba, ben, Euskal Herriko kostik ibilizie surfeitz, eta ba, no, Donosti, Zarautz, eta inguru hortan ibilizie, eta ba, no, ba, Euskal Kosti asko gustabakola, eta asko disfrutatu bala.
Ondo, ondo, Elliot, ba, ordu norraz, defrenekuaz eta surfetan ibiltzen baza, ze bizia, bera urran, zeuan dikurran edo, eta hortik ezotu zinen, edo zelan doia zintu?
Yeah, I mean, they originally are from 6 hours north of us, up in San Francisco, but Carrie moved down to LA a couple years ago, and we live about half an hour from each other, so we try to surf together quite often.
Bai, ba, Elliot, ino zelan, manek, defreneku San Francisco bizi zela, euren handik 6 ordu iparralde dut edo, eta hori, oin baina, hau tipu hau biziala bera handik ordu erdire. Dorren ba, sarritxen gatzen dizela surfeetako, bai.
Ondo, bueno, urren galderaz jarretxuk egu. Bizizeten gabitzen egoerian inguru nik usik gendun aurreko baten, horre, tutxean moren sare sozialetan zelan agertzezan taldeko danen argazki bat, inkluso Ross Robinson tekniku agertzezan, baina zu falta zinen eta kartel baten ipintxe ban, kuarentenan zengo zela. Ondoago?
Are you okay or what's it?
Yes.
Or...
I'm great. What happened was so my girlfriend who I live with is she's a pediatrician, like a child doctor.
Yeah.
And she is constantly around people who are not feeling well. And one day I was not feeling well, so I was under the impression that possibly I was, you know, I was exposed to it or something. So I just decided for everybody's sake, I was just not going to leave the house for a couple of weeks just for safety. So that's what that was. But I don't think it was anything. I'm fine.
Bueno, ba, Eliotek dino ondo daula, eh? Bere bikoti pediatri dala, eta claro, ba, biherrin, ba, claro, gaixo dagoen jentiaz eta etxen dala biherra. Eta ba, bera egun baten regulero sentidu zala, eta ba, orduan, ba, usitxik, bada espada, hor, azte pare bat egon dala kuarentenan, baina, que perfectamente dula.
Vale, vale, poste ba. Bueno, dagoera honi lotute, ikusi guzelan, Tutxea Moren, milegarren kontzertuko bideu eskuragarri pini osuela interneten, hori bai, ba, donazio bat edo enbida, gitxienez euro bat, dolar bat, hobeto esan da, eta irabazi zen 150 txirla izeneko ba erakunde bati emon jakola ipinio zue. Azaldu zen kemesez hori erakundi ba zerta deiketan da, neho zer egiten da ben.
Yeah, it basically helps get medical resources to undocumented peoples in the US and, you know, people of color, undocumented people who just in general have less access to resources are especially being hit by the COVID-19 thing. So we are always trying to look for ways that we can help in that regards. So that's what that is about.
Bai, ba, liote dinonez, ba, hau txirla erakundi edo, hola, nosa zu balia bide askoik ez dauken edo osasun baliabide askora ba heldu ezin dan jentiai laguntzotzen ekerakundiek, ba dokumentu bakuek eta ba oso kaltetute ondizenak batezbe egoera honetan eta ba horri laguntzen ari intzen da erakunde hau batezbe.
Bidona. Eta bestelan, zelan dabil egoera hau afektetan bai zuri, taldiai, orokorrin musika eta kultur mundua orokorrin?
You know, we're trying to be positive, but just really nobody knows. I mean, all concerts, all big gatherings are canceled. Nobody knows when they're going to be rescheduled. Everybody's tours are canceled. And really nobody knows. And unfortunately, it's kind of a big question mark. I don't know when we're going to be able to play a show again, hopefully sooner than later. But it's kind of like we're learning each day as it goes on.
Bueno, adiño eurez haetzen die positibu gizeten, baina, claro, ba, dana bertan bera gelditzen daula eta bar, eta ba, hemen modun, ba, inok ez daki ze pasauko dan, eta ba, ora raru da.
Bai, hori da, oso egoera raru, Eta, bueno, Eliot, ba, justo zuek egoera hau etorri aurretik, eta justo orduntxe be, zuen disko barrixe graetan egon sari, tutxamoreaz, eta ikusi gendun, zelan ipini zen duen, ba, iseixi amaintxute huela disku, Ze hori amaitxute, baina ze puntura arte da amaitxute orduan disko barrixe?
So, I actually, it was, first of all, it was the best experience. I think it was the most fun I've ever had making a record with Ross. He's, I genuinely believe that he's a brilliant, brilliant individual. I actually went into the studio with Ross one-on-one 2 days ago. We had our masks on and hand sanitizer and gloves. I went in because I needed to record a piano part for the very end of the record. And that was the last thing that needed to be done. So I think as of last night, the record was given over to be mixed. So recording wise, it's done. It's just now the mixing and the mastering and the being made a physical thing. And originally we were planning for a sometime fall release, but with the whole COVID thing, who knows?
Yeah. So you said you were thinking about fall, you said?
But then yeah, fall. Fall is when we're
theoretically when it was supposed to come out.
Yeah, September, October is when we're aiming for, but I really have no idea now with how everything has been altered.
Ba, lehenengo eta behin, esaten da Eliotek, azelan, esperientzia oso gona izan dela, Ross Robinsonaz biherraitxie, kriston tipu ala bera, eta hori gainera oraindela bi egun edo ba bisek mano a mano juntzie estudiora maskarekin eta protekzioko neurri danekin ze berak Eliotek pianoko zati batzuk grau zitule ja justo diskuan amaierako eta pentsetan dabela bertan gabaz ja ba ja grabazioa ja amaitu egunez ja bialduela ja nastiek eta masterazioek eta eitzeko eta hoen faltako zala, ba horretxek eitxie, gero diskue ba bera fisikamente eitxie eta besteik barik ba hori berez uda amaierako edo uda amaierako udazken ingurureko aukila planteaute ba zera atatie diskue baina oinonaz ba koronavirusan historia danaz ba ez dakizila ondo ba nos atako da ben
ondo. Eta pixkate Robinsonen rioz jarraitxute, zenbateraino kanbizio ikantak estudio xora sartu zinenetik eta grabaketian amaier arte kanbizio egon bada.
He was amazing to work with. I mean, he's kind of notorious for being hard on drummers, so I knew that going in and I was a little intimidated. But basically the way the process would work is we would... Each day we would come in with one song and we would say, this is what we have. We're uncertain about this part. And he would stand 1 foot away from the drums, like right here, and just watch me play the song. And I would get to a part and he'd tell me to stop. And he'd say, for this part, instead of doing that, move your right hand to the floor tom and hit that on 2 and 4 and the snare on the and. Ready, go. And it was just kind of like, he got all of these things out of me that I never would have thought to do. and would not have necessarily been my first pick of what to do, but I appreciated that because, you know, this is our fifth album, and at a certain point I feel like I've played the same beat so many times that I'm so open to that. So there was a fair amount of changing some drums around, just little accents here and there to maneuver around the vocals. But I mean, I feel like stylistically it's still very much us, and he didn't really change guitar parts or bass parts. It was more just adding some instrumentation, adding some effects here and there, and then changing drums to make them, you know, really work together with the vocals well. And, you know, there'd be a couple times where he said, oh, I really like that part, you know, like I'd love to hear it again. So we'd, you know, toy around with adding it again in some other iteration. It was really great. I enjoyed the experience a lot.
Son puta mudalaga, ¿es? Daukela fami, baterisiekin oso zorrotza, oso gorra izetian, eta ba, ondorizos, ba, neko intimidaute juntzala ja graba sinora. Baina guai, bera biseke eusela, eta ba, horre, bera Elliot joten eguen, eta Ross ondu neukela begire, eta pixka tastertzen joteko moduk, da egual da darrepet ez dutzen, ostia, gatu hor, eta hori bat timbalbaz, oza, eskumako esku timbalbaz era erun hor zati horretan, eta ba, holako... Horako gauza proposatet zela, Elliot beraneko zabalik juntzala graba sinora, eta bueno, ba honek Robinsonen proposatut zela, rimo batzu, baina ez itxune pentzeuko okurri dutxako zenak edo, eta bueno, ba, sartu txule olako gauzak eta holan. Eta gero, ba, kantak aldatu baino, ba gitarren eta bajuan kasun eta aldatu baino efektuk eta olako gauzak geixa bai ukidala eragine. Eta gero, ba, iguala, ba, hotza eta baterizi ondo enpastaua juteko, eta, ba, eta olako kontu. Eta, bueno, ba, pillo bat disfrutu da bela grabetan.
Hori, hori, nire esperientzia politxe. Eta grabau horretik Elliot, zelan zuzen eraketi, bizormen prozesue? Zelan izaten normalien, zuen kasuen prozesu hori?
It's very collaborative with Touché Amore. Typically, the way it'll work is we'll all get into a room together, the five of us, and the conversation will start like, okay, who's got something? And it'll typically will start with somebody has a riff, and we'll start to flesh out the riff and try different variations of it. And sometimes somebody comes in and they say, hey, I have this thing that is, I think, a complete song. And then we all kind of tear it apart and move it around and try different things. And on this record, I feel like more so than ever, it was collaborative in that everybody kind of brought songs, you know, like Nick wrote a couple songs, TK wrote a couple songs, Clayton did, I wrote a song on it, and it's very collaborative, and it can be a little difficult when you show up with this idea and you're like, I'm done with it, like, here you go, and then everybody moves it around and they kind of deconstruct your idea and turn it into something else. And it's a little bit of an exercise of being flexible with having your idea reworked. But it's good. Yeah, it's very collaborative.
Ba, dino Eliotek oso prozesu kolaboratu izan dela. Eta hori normalin, ba, sartze ziegela bat edo, eta esate bela, ba, a ber, zein eduke zeo zer. Eta baten bat aurrute eta zale igual, ba, riff bategaz edo, eta ba, hortik horrela, ba, azte zile, ba, ideak sortzen, eta ba, kantie, garatzen. Kasu batutan, ba, ia baten bat etortzen isixe kanta osuaz, eta ba, gero taldekideek ba, hemen gauza bat adatu, hor beste gauza bat, eta bai, ba, batez bide diskonetan ba, oso prozesu kolaboratu edala esango leukela, eta apur bat batutan gatxa dela, norbeak erun kanta osue, eta ba, zure taldekideek dana, ez da, hankaz gora ipintxie, baina, bueno, bala, apur bat, fleksibli izeti zure ideakin eta bai, eta holantxe ala batez be, bai.
Baina, beti funtzionatu zu holan, ala batez be azken disko honetan izen da prozesu holan?
It's been like that all the time. Our process has always been very collaborative. I feel like this process was a little different in that, you know, it's our fifth record, and when you start to have, you know, 70 songs, you're starting to have to explore ways of expressing and writing songs that don't fall into the same patterns, you know, and I feel like I especially from a drum perspective, was having to really explore that. It's like, you know, I can only D beat or punk beat or, you know, do that so many times. And I like am constantly wanting to explore new ways of expressing drum parts. And so, yeah, it was a bit of a exercise in expanding ways of expressing things.
Ja, bosgarren disku da lau, eta orduan prozesu pixka diferent izen dela. Ze, klar, ba, iru tamar kanta inguru daukizela, ja, eta orduan kanten horabidik esproetan egon zile, ba, bardin ez jausteko, ez errepikateko, eta baterizian perspektibatik, ba, asko esproero da bela, ba, espresetako moduei buelta desiente motzila.
Vale, eta oker espana, Eliot, tutxe amorera zu batu zinen, To the Beat of the Death Horse disku atata gero, ez da? Holan, izin zen?
I joined right after that was recorded and right after it came out.
Bai, justu izen zen, hoxe disku ata eta segiduen batu nintzen.
Baina, zelan izen zen hori? Osa, alkarrez eutzen zinen aurretik edo lagunen baten bitxartez edo zelan izen zen mobidi?
Yeah, so it was a mutual friend. My buddy Sam, who used to play drums in that band Trash Talk, I've been friends with him for a very, very long time. And he was at a barbecue with Jeremy. And Jeremy said, like, hey, we have this 2-month tour coming up, but we actually don't have somebody to play drums. Do you have any recommendations? And my buddy Sam gave me a call and said, hey, this band Touche Amore, who I had heard of, but I had never really listened to, said, hey, they need a drummer for this 2-month tour. And I was actually at university at the time, and I was supposed to start university up again in 2 weeks. And
what were you going? Sorry, what were you going to study?
I was studying psychology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I put in my 2-week, or I put in a leave of absence for university 2 weeks before starting. And without knowing the guys, I just did this signed up to do this 2-month tour with them. And, you know, that could have gone any number of ways, you know, because I didn't know them personally, but I just really wanted to play drums in a band. And when we first met, it felt good and the songs were fun to play. And yeah, we all just really got along and we all hit it off. And that was it.
Bueno, ba, dino laguna man komunen bitxartez ezagutu zitzule, trash taldeko kide baten bitxartez, bueno, arek indeko barbako baten jaten eusela, Jeremy Touche Amorekoa neuela, eta, ba, bueno, komentotzela zelan bileko jira deukil eta bateri jole barik eusela. Eta, bueno, ba, Eliot, psikologia ikesten azteko bi aste harina izen zan hau, eta, bueno, baina aitortutela ba zelan taldi izena zautze bala, baina inoz ez bala entzun, eta ba bueno, ba unibertsitatera joan bari gira horretara joan zala, edo zelan urten albala, baina azkenin ba ondoko jau da danak eta super ondo irten die eta ba dana zoragarri.
Itzela, itzela. Ba, hori Elio, gero Parting the Sea Between the Brains and Me grabatu zen duen diskazu eta horretako Dead Wishes firmatu zen duen. Zelan izin izan hori, eurek kontaktauen zuekin?
Yeah, so the first time we ever played in Boston, where Death Wish is based out of, Trey, who runs Death Wish, he came out to the show, and he's a really good friend of ours. He's really, really, really a wonderful person. He came out to the show, and we met him, and we really got along, and we kept in touch, and he basically was like, yeah, you know, we're interested in what you're doing next if you want to be involved. And, you know, we all grew up on Converge and all the Death Wish bands. So for us, it was like a dream come true, kind of. And yeah, it went from there.
Bostonen, Gordauke euren basi esango dugu, Trey dala, ba, Dead Wish eruten da bana, kontzertu ikustagun zan eurena. Eta, bueno, ba, kontzertu hozin daurekin berbetan da egon zala, eta ba, oso ondo erun zile, lehenko momentutik. Gero kontaktun eta egon zile, eta ba, ezatzen, ba, zue, ba, interesaute gau, ia, urrengo atato zuen diskorako edo, eta ba, guztoko akun, eta, karo, ba, urentzako, ba, hori izin zala, ba, Amez bat moduen, ze Deadwishen bai Converge eta bai bestelako talde piba dauzela, eta ba, ba hoxe, amez baten moduen izan zala.
Jode, guai, guai. Bale, baina pixkate atzera inde, azire eta... Eliot, noz hasi zinen baterizi joten? Baterizi zizan josen du lehenko instrumentu edo aurretik ja beste sose jote zen duen edo?
I started playing drums when I was 11. I played guitar a little bit before then, but drums was really the first instrument that I really dove into and really fell in love with. I got into it because I used to skateboard a lot when I was like 8, 9, 10, 11. And one of my really good skateboarding friends, he got a drum kit. And one day after skateboarding, he said like, hey, come over, try this thing out. And I remember just sitting down at the drums for the first time and just feeling this real connection to it that I had never really felt before. And that night I like went to sleep thinking about the drums and I just like became obsessed. And that was kind of it. That was kind of it for me.
Niño, baterizia urtik gitarri jote bala apurtxu bat, baina amaika urtaz edo azizala baterizian, eta bueno, bat disfruten daben instrumento badala. Zase hortan skate itxe bala, eta ba, skate beraz itxe ban lagun batek eukela baterizia bat, eta bueno, ba, probau bala, konektau bala, eta azkenin enamorau inzala instrumentuaz, eta bueno, ba, erdi obsesioneta elduzala, ba, ba, lota jute zan indabe, ba, baterizia espen.
Bai, bai. Eta, badaukazu holan, Eliot, bateri jole edo talde referenteik, edo bazeunken orduen?
In the very beginning, when I was like 9, 10, 11, I definitely was playing along to like a lot of Green Day, like Green Day Dookie. I was playing along to, in the early days, like Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that when I was younger. And then I started to become influenced by, you know, more punk drummers and... yeah, it kind of evolved from there, but really like playing along to like Blink-182 and Green Day when I was 10 or 11 was kind of where it started for me.
Hor, behatzi amarramaika urtaz, hor Green Day duki disku zeukela referentzi mugun edo hartze bala. Horren aurretik Jimi Hendrix eta bebai, baina bueno, orokorrin Green Day eta Blink eundalarogetabi eta punk roi hori jarraitzen azizela eta hori zala beran referentzi.
Vale, vale, vale. Bueno, beste kontu bat, Eliot. Ontxe lentsua skate eta komenta duzule. Hor YouTube bada bideo bat, esaten dabena, Eliot amaika urteaz. Benetan zuza hori?
Yeah.
And he's a kid skateboarding. Is that you, right?
That's me. It's like a video of me falling and then landing some stuff, right?
Yeah.
My dad made that video. It was like a sponsor me tape, but not.
Bai, ba, dino bera dala bideoku, bera nahi txek grabau dala bideu, eta bueno, azkenin, ba, bideoan intensiño izala pixkater, sponsorrak erakartzeko edo, ba, pixkat propagandi ditxeko beran semiana.
Vale, vale. Eta, bueno, apur bate ibili bagu hor YouTube-en saltzeetan, eta beste bideo bat opogu, Fever Kids izeneko talde bat joten zauzena. Hori zizan, zure lehenko taldi edo?
So there was a couple bands before that. Fever Kids, that video you probably found was like at the Santa Monica Pier or whatever. That was when I was in high school. I think I was 16 then. My first band was... I was 12, 13. It was called Exposition. It was like a pop punk band. It was kind of like a Blink-182 type of thing. That was my first band. And yeah, there was a couple before Fever Kids.
Bai, ba, Eliot Diño, bideo hori dala Fever Kids zeuken taldie, hor 16 urte buelta zeuken taldie, baina aurretik, hor 12, 13 urte euki zitzule taldik edo, bueno, baina beran lehenengo taldi Exposition deitzen talde bat zala, eta ba, holan rollo pop-punk eitxe bela, basikamente.
Vale, vale. Bueno, oine, ja maitzeko, ja YouTubeko honek bideo kuriosukin, hor bada beste bideo bat, esaten dabena, Elioti buruzko egi gordine.
Bada. With Vin Diesel. With the Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the came from?
One of my closest friends growing up made that video as a joke. I shaved my head one day and he said, "You look like Vin Diesel." And I was like, I don't think so. But then he made that video and was like sending it around to all of our friends.
Dino kontu dala, sin más, buru rapau dala, eta hor lagun batek esatutela, Vin Dieselen itxuri zeukela, eta beran kolega honek bideo hori grabau bat, eta bideo hori gero ruletan da ibilizela, eta YouTubeen amaitxu da.
Vale, vale. Bueno, goizan apurra ya musika buelteta, eta, bueno, apurra jire iburu zengo erba, zuek, zelan planteetu zuez jirak? Hau da, zeina zirau, nora junjota, zema denbora ibili jiran, hori dana zelan planeetu zuek?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors involved. First of all, we always try to tour with bands that we're excited by, bands who are really excited about what they're doing and that we enjoy listening to, and that's always a major consideration. If we get asked to tour with a band, it has to be a band that we all like or who we're dear friends with or we align with their politics or anything like that. As for where we go or how long, as time goes on, we've been trying to make an attempt to not do too much in the winter time just because of winter or because of weather, and it can be dangerous driving and that kind of shit. We have cities that we really enjoy playing. We have cities we enjoy less. We really try to make an attempt to go to places that we haven't been before. That's always kind of something we're always looking to do. We always talk about wanting to do, just because there's, yeah, absolutely, exactly. Yeah, Basque Country, you know, like that whole region, like Portugal, Spain, Basque Country, like down south, it's a region that we don't get to very much. And every time we go, we have the best time. And another example of that is like more Eastern Europe. It's like another place that we don't get to that much. And whenever we go, the kids are just so extremely excited and so nice and so welcoming and so kind. Yeah. So going to places like that is a really fresh experience. And every time we plan a tour, we are always saying like, hey, we got to go do this. Like, we've been wanting to go there. It's a new experience. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But it's something that we're always trying to do. So basically, yeah, go to new places, tour with bands that we agree with and like and care about, and yeah, just trying to make it fun and exciting for everybody.
Bali eta ginonez, faktorez berdinak daz planeau eran kontuten hartzeko. Lehenengo importantiena da uzeta jaku esan taldikin jiran urtetie, hori oso importantie. Edo eure eskatzen botzie baten batek eurekin jiran juteko, edo izen bia, edo eure guzteta jakuen talde bat, edo euren lagunek dizelako, edo euren pentsamoldia zeo politikekin bat datozelako. Gero aspaldizien bebai, Davis alegin zen, neguen aldanik eta gitxien jiretan, arriskutsue ikusten dauelako eguraren sigaitxik eta furgonetan eta juteko. Eta, bueno, gero dago zela, hiri batzu gehiago zena joteko, beste batzuk gitxia, baina, bueno, alegin zen zela askotan egon ez dizen lekuta eta juten. Eta justo niko horrezatotzea eto lan gestu keitxen nabil Skype-etik, eta hori gaitxik esaten daue, bai hori, zuelako lekuta, Portugal, Espainia, Euskal Herrire, gitxi jutenga, eta bai, guztetako lako lekuta juti, eta beste leku bat edo zonalde bat da guztetakune, Europa ekialde, beti oso ondo hartze gaitxu hor, eta hori, esken baten, batzutan urtetan dago ondo planak, bestatutan ez, baina legintzega hau dana jiretiana aldanik eta divertiduena izen da izen.
Eta behin ja jiran zauezela, baukezu holan kontzertu horreko ritualik edo itxuraik edo?
It kind of changes from tour to tour, and I am always trying new things. Some tours I'll bring a jump rope and I'll do like a couple minutes of jump rope just to get warmed up. I've had tours where I tried to run before every show. I've had tours where I would just sit down with a practice pad and do some rudiments. I've had tours where I just did nothing before shows. I've had tours where I brought a yoga mat and tried to do some yoga. But I try to get out and walk every day before a show. At the very least, go like 45 minutes, an hour, just go for a walk around whatever is around, just kind of see what's around. I'm always looking for like a park that's near the venue, or I could just go walk around the park, get some fresh air. That kind of goes really far in making day-to-day easier when you're traveling all the time.
Gio gira batetik bestera, bueno, diferentzia duzela, gauzak beti bardin ez dile izeten edo holan. Osea, bera saiatzen dela beti zoze itxen, badidez, soka saltu nintzen dabela batutan, soka bat erutzen dabela beti, edo beran sartixik eta pixkate praktika duen zaito txule, beste batutan eze besta bela itxen, korrik eitxak jutun dela batutan, beste batutan yoga, holan, beti saiatzen dela zoze itxen. Baina, bueno, beti itxen da bena dela, oinez eitxak juten dela, protagoz minintxu inguru edo, hor buelta temota pasia temota juten dela, pixkate ingurutea ikusta, eta basikamente hori ba ondo itxotela, eta...
Ba, iz, suposazio eta askotan ez da lagongo denbora askoripe joten dozuen lekuko inguruek eta ikusteko, ez da?
Yeah, it really depends. Like if it's a day where we had a long drive, sometimes it's like a get there, load in, sound check, and then eat dinner, and then like we play an hour later, you know? So some days it's just such a whirlwind that there's no time to really like explore or seek things out. But some days, you know, we get there early and we get to go cruise around town and it's great. Or like one of the stories that has always stuck with me is we one time played in Rome with Converge, and that day we were all excited. We'd never been there before. We're like, oh, we're gonna go see what this is all about. It's a touristy place. And the van got a flat tire, and we showed up 45 minutes before we were supposed to play, and we were in a parking lot that was like an hour outside of the center. So I've never seen Rome, you know. It's like our Rome experience was like a parking lot 45 minutes outside of the city center, you know, which is fine. It's just like sometimes people think I'm on vacation all the time, and it's like sometimes I get to go do it. Sometimes I get to see things, and I'm very grateful for that. Yeah.
Señor, según es batzutan pasetan dala. Ba, asko konduzu bidea benin eta, ba, karo, ba, lekure heldu, soinu probak, afaldu, jo, oza, ez da, la margen askorik eukitzen, orduan batzun ez daukila denporaik. Eta adibidez, ba, anekdotikoten dau, ba, Roman konbergeaz jovenin, lehen lengoz jote belan, eta bueno, ba, neko mozio notizio egizela, ba, idixe, ba, idit turistiku eta politxe eta ba, ikusteko goguaz, gaina lekuzan erdigunetik ordu betera edo, baina pintxazo bat eukiela bidin, eta, ba, heldu zile, berrauta goz minitxo horretik, neko justo, eta bueno, ba azken ba Romatik ikusi ban gauza bakarra dela parking bat. Orduan ba beren espentzio Roman izan dela parking bat ikustea kontzertua demoti basicamente. Eta bueno, da gero baselan ez, gentik pentsatzen dau askotan ba oporta modun bizi dela eta bai, eta batzutan ba lekuk eta ikusteko ta aukiru ikitzen dabela beti ez. Baina bueno, halan da bea presizitan dabela, ba bera dauken suerti edo aukitzen den aukera hori ba lekuduk ikusteko aldanin mintzet.
Ondo. Eta, bueno, apura kontzertukin lotute bai, badaukezu holan kanta gogokoen ijoteko, edo badaukezu gorrato dozunik edo berezik igul gatxaitzi gatzune joteko edo?
In terms of songs that I like playing, I think typically whatever is newest on a set list, I get really pumped about playing just because it's new and fresh and exciting. But I also feel like each tour, new favorites will evolve for me, you know, maybe because I rediscover some little part in a song where I'm like, oh, I can do this new tiny fill in it. And it's like, oh, it has kind of a new life now. And in terms of songs that I don't like playing, there's no songs that I don't like playing, but there are songs that are more intense and draining than others. Just Exist is one that is It really makes my right foot and like my right butt like really tense up just because it's a lot of like kick pedal in it. So when we're creating a set list, sometimes we'll consciously try to put some of the more like draining and tense songs, we'll try to space them out just a little bit, or it's at least it's something we consider, because when we play, we try to go from song to song to song to song to song to song. So just to give it a little breather, so I don't.
Yo, normalin, ba, bueno, kanta barrizenak izaten direla, ez? Holan, motive de totzeienak edo, ez? Bazkenien fresko daz, eta ba, barri, kanta barrizedi, inbarri daz. Dana dala kanta zarrekin be, inoz, ba, kero, kero, ba, ez listan arabera da, eta, ba, igual kanta zar bati, toke bat, edo zozertxu sartu zinin, ba, bueno, beste olako bat hartzen da bela, eta horre pedazko disfrutu doitxule. Eta, bueno, gero kaba kanta batzuk gogorrak itxako zela, igual joteko, intensidadi gaitxik. Adibidez, aipatzen dugu, jazz exist kantan, ba, zelan eskumako hankiaz, ba, sufridu itxen da, bela, rimu gaitxik. Eta, gero, ba, hori, zet liste itxen dain zet liste, ba, gero, dana jarra izen modun joten da, bela, eta, ba, saiatzen die, hortartin arnazgune batzuk eta sartzen, ba, ez itxoteko, bez.
Ondo, ondo, bueno, haine, apur bate, zure beste proiektu eburu zengo berba, hor hasiera baten dat puntxer zeneko ba, taldemun hasi zinen, zeuk dana ba, bai gitarra, bai baterixak eta bai instrumentuena joten, eta zeuk kantetan be bai. Eta gero horri Warm Thoughts izen epiniotzezun, segaitxik izan zen hori izen aldaketie, zeure erabaki bat izan zen?
It was a couple things. When Dad Punchers was doing a lot of stuff, there were a couple other bands that had dad stuff in their names. And there was like a bit of a conversation about all of these bands coexisting at the same time with similar names. And also it was a name that I came up with when I was 15 and before I was had ever made any music. And I just had thought it would be funny to have a band called that. But as I started to make music and get really sucked into it and really pour a lot of my heart and soul into it, it didn't feel right anymore. It was like I wanted to continue to make music for the rest of my life, and it just was supposed to happen. It just didn't feel right anymore.
Ba, esaten dau Eliotek, izen zala alde batetik, horre bau, zela beste talde batzuk be, dat izena, dat berbie izenien eukezan bat taldiek. Hori alde batetik, eta gero beha izen zala, ez dakit, ba, amabost urteaz ipinitzeko izen bat, edo pentsauteko izen bat, eta hasiera ba, pentsuta bala, ba, ba divertigarretxio izen zala, izen hori eukitxie, baina gero ia zizan egin, ba, ez dakit, musikazko eitzen, eta ja ikustean musikiaz, ba, bizitzako parte garrantzitu bat izango zala musikie, ba, ja, esan, komo sentitzen izan horra zego, eta ez da, ba, ez bala, ez totela ja grazirik eitzen, eta ez hau komo izan horra zeta, ba, hori etxik alatu bala.
Bale, baina proiektu honaz tutxamoren aurretik hasi zien, ala geroko kontu izan da?
I had kind of always been writing songs by myself, you know, from like my late teenage years. But I never released them. I never did anything with them. And once Touche kind of got going, I started to feel a little bit better about the idea of maybe doing something with these songs. So I started, I don't know, I really started recording that stuff. Oh, I don't know, 2011, 2012, I think. But yeah, it came from ideas I'd had for a while, but I finally decided to do something with them.
Bai, ba, nire nerabezaro amaieratik edo, ba, idazten ona, eta ba, argitaratu barik baina, beti. Eta gero esaten dau, ba, hori, Tuxia hasita gero, ba, ia beste buelta bat emozela, eta grabetan mugun hasi zela, 2011, 2012 urte bueltan.
Baina, okerrezpana, partaidik niko konstantemente aldatzen modun edo juten diez. Etorkizunin holan izango da?
It's kind of always been changing, and that kind of makes it exciting and fun. When Dad Punchers Warm Thoughts did that Touche tour, they proposed it. And I loved that. Like, Jeremy was like, how about you open? And like, Nick and Clayton will just, or like, and Nick and Clayton were both like, yeah, like, we'll learn the songs and play with you. And that was so much fun to have this different arrangement of playing together. And yeah, it's been kind of a revolving cast. I did a 6-week US tour by myself 2 summers ago.
Just with a guitar?
It was with a guitar, and I put together like accompanying sequencer tracks, and I brought a PA, and I like brought a projector, and I tried to make it kind of an immersive experience, but while still playing in like living rooms and DIY spaces. And it was a lot of fun. It was difficult because it was just me, and I was doing all the driving and selling merch and setting up and breaking down. And it was really exhausting. Yeah, all my own. And I would do it again, but I would probably bring a couple friends to hang out with and help with. But I did enjoy how easy it was to do things solo. And I'm sure there'll be full band shows in the future, but I also I'm really enjoying doing the solo thing as well, just because it's really easy to do. I don't have to check in with, you know, 4 other people's schedules to see. So.
Badino aliotek bai, beti zen dala holan, eta ba, guai dala, divertidu dala, eta adibidez hor tutxe amoreaz ba, jiran junzien, ba, eurek telonero moduen, eta gainera eurek tutxe amoreko beste kidiek proposatute, eta hor paso zen, ba, Nik eta Clayton tutxe amorekuk eureaz bere taldin edo jobela, eta ba, oso guai gonzala. Gero bebai, komenta duzelan horre estatu batuetan 6 asteko giro bat ebala, bera bakarrik. Eta, ba hori, beran gitarrie, sekuentzia hor bat, eta proiektor bat, eta eruten bala. Eta, bueno, gatxa zala, ze asko gauza asko bezitzule, ba, merchandising berak saldu, manejau, dana montau, da, zentzurretan gatxa zala, baina bestalde erretza bebai organizetako, eta ez ari lehinon pendiente gombier. Orduan ba, etorkizun baten, ba, bisek ikustetxule posible, bai talde mugen jotie eta bai berak ba, bakarrik, beran konture ibiltxie bai.
Jo, ba, sorkutziaz jarraitzute, Warm Thoughts-ako idaztosunin, hor zure proiektureko idaztosunin, kanta sorturan zelan itxuzuza, gitarra riff batetik asteza edo zein da prozesu?
It's kind of all over the place. Sometimes I'll sit down with a drum machine and I'll just be playing around and I'll come up with something I like, and then I'll sit down at the piano and figure out something I like. Or sometimes it's as simple as, you know, I'm out going on a walk or I'm on a run or something, and I just kind of hear a vocal melody, and then I sit down at the piano and I just hammer out the vocal melody, and it kind of goes from there. Or sometimes I'll be sitting eating lunch and I think of something and I grab my phone and I mumble the melody into my phone, and then I play the melody on repeat in my car while I'm driving, and the idea comes from that while I'm sitting in traffic. It's kind of all over the place.
Apur bat danetik izen lekela, gol batzutan Patricia Rimo batetik sortzen dabela, bestatu den igual pianua zozeatata, eta bueno, baro okorrin burure torteako nin, ba, igual korrik itxen dago nin, edo kotxi doi nin da atasko baten dago nin, da hor ba, mobilin grabetu txule melodixak eta holan, eta palante.
Ba, hori warfontzako bai, eta gero tutxe amorerako barren izaten da, adibidez, zue, ba, idea batzuk inzo izenin tutxe amorera, zer izaten da, edo baterisa parte batzukin, eta hortik kanta sortzen da igual, edo eruzen ke piano zati bat, eta hortik azten da kanta bat.
Yeah, so one of the songs on the new Touche record is a song that I originally wrote in high school on piano, and, you know, I brought some, I brought a keyboard to practice. And I was like, yeah, so I have this piano thing. It does this, but let's try, instead of it being on piano, like the left hand can be this guitar and the right hand could be this guitar. And we kind of rearrange it. And that's kind of the fun part of it, is rearranging things and seeing how they sound with different instruments.
Bai, bat egidez, disko barriko kanta bat, nik instituto gara isen sortuteko kanta bat da, pianua ze sortuteko, eh? Eta, ba hori, karri nahan zera, ba, estudizio era kanta hori, eta, ba, zegin, ba, bueno, pianu nahin barik, ba, igule eskumeko eskuaz jototena izendaizela gitarra bat, eskerroko eskuaz jototena izendaizela beste gitarra bat, eta, bueno, apur bat erdian kasgura ipini dana, eta, ba, azkenin moldaketa bat egin dugu, eta, bueno, hori da berez guai dauena, eta divertitzen gaitxune.
Guai, guai. Bueno, ja amaitzen goiez, baina, bueno, ja que hemen gauzen da inokoz gaitxun entzuten, da guz goiz konteta bez, ez dakiz, oz, konta baldozkuzun disko barrizan ingurun.
Let's see, it's gonna be 10 or 11 songs. There are some things about it that are different from what we've done in the past, but it also is still very much us. There's some of the fastest songs on it. There's some of the more melodic songs we've ever done. It's kind of like, I feel like what we do, but taken to the extreme on both ends.
Bueno, niño escudón, amarra maika canta y singo isela, disco barrixen. Hola, gauza diferente batzuk bai egongo dizela, baina bueno, eure keitzen dabenan barruen esango gu. Gauzela, ba, itxuen kanta bizkorrenen estiloko batzuk, eta bai gauzela, igual, bai, itxu esan melodikuenen antzerako kanta batzuk. Eta, ba, bueno, esalekela egun lapur bat, ba, eure keitzen dabena, baina apur bat mutur bizitatik estremuta erunde.
Jo, ba... Ba, gogo hundixas gatzega, disko entzuteko, eh? Gau indioz. Tutxamore, etxe honetan, ez ziberet, fanzaga. Eta, bueno, elkarrizketa boitxi honi buruz berbetan, eta zuaz, ba, la hostia. Eta hoxe, la hostia eskartu gule, bai.
Ah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for all your support. You know, we couldn't do it without you all, and... You all have a very beautiful part of the world, and I hope that we can come spend some more time in it in not too long.
Bai, balio tepe asko erkerretzen dauela esaten dau, berez, ba, eure daukien, ba, gugandik eta ba, estelako jentikaitxik, ba, duken, ba, bezagaitxik ez balitz, ba, eurek ezin izango bela hau eitzen jarraitzu, eta, bueno, ba, leku oso polis baten bizigari eta gusteko jakola, ba, ez... Ba, esamen dike denbora askora, ba, barri du hemen denbora puru bat pasetie.
Gu bezain ga, espero gu lako zozer. Holan, ja maitzeko, azken kontutxu bat, hemen, holan, neko musikazalea morratu ga, eta ba, beti gabiz talde barxet eskubritzen, eta guztetaku ba, taldik topetita holan. Amaitzeko, holan, talden bat edo, gomendatuko zeunkena, edo azken aldizen igual gustora entzuten zabizen zozer.
Let's see here. I think my favorite band of the last 5 or 6 years is this band. Do you know this band, Yola Tengo?
Yola Tengo, sí. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a massive fan of theirs. They have a lot of albums. They have like 14 albums or something, so it can be hard to know where to dive in. But their last two albums, Fade and... There's a Riot Going On are spectacular. This band, Beulah, B-E-U-L-A-H, they were like a San Francisco indie rock band. They have an album called The Coast Is Never Clear. And they are a big influence for me for like Warm Thought stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, those are two great bands that I feel like I can put on at any time and...
Ba, Yola Tengo eta Beulah. B-E-U-L-A-H.
Bale, ba, joe, milesker benetan, Eliot, placer bat izen da, hori bat gutxako, eta hori, benetan, eskerrik asko.
Ba, eskerrik asko.
Yeah, it's an honor to get to chat with you all. So, you all be safe out there during this very weird time, and hopefully we can come over there soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and Take care.
You too. Bye.
Entzuzuen kanta hau izen da Elioten Warm Thoughts bere proiektuko romance novelist. Eta ba, hau izen da elkarrezketi tuxiamoriko bateresiaz.
Ba bai, eta ba, ja beste barik programia gortuko igual. Hori ba, igual amaitzeko kanta bat entzun gehu, ez?
Osa, bai, hori da.
Igual honi zuzenin pixkat horre eskubakoan kikantzetoten hori kantipin gehu.
Bai. Iake apur bat joditzatzen, ba, entzun ingo bia. Ia, apura fijo bengo bai, ia, zetan sufridu alda ben, edo segaitxik dan hori sufritzian kontu hori.
Bai, gaina, de hecho, nik uste tipini bigule zuzeneko berzinoi.
Ah, hobeto, hobeto gaina.
Entzuteko beran sufrimentu.
Zan garrasiek, ez da.
Ba, Elioten eskumakoan gizurritzen agurtuko lauta barren saio hau. Eta ba beste barik, eh, Sigret?
Oso ondo, Anatolai.
Eka, pues.
Agur.